The Lifeboat, 1909. September 1st, 1909. Our compassionate savior. Talk given to the workers and inmates of the rescue home, Hinsdale, Illinois, August 4th, 1909. Ellen G. White. It gives me great pleasure to know that there are some who are carrying forward such a work as is being done here. When we take up any work that is essential, we are doing what God requires of us. If we see those who have been unfortunate in falling under the power of the enemy of souls, we are not to push them out into the darkness, but we should take them in where they may find a connection with Christ. Those who are united in this work will see that the Lord will bless their efforts that are put forth in kindness and tenderness. He would have us claim the promises that are found in His Word. For those who have sinned and have made mistakes, there is a Christ to pardon and forgive. Let us lift Him up as the Redeemer of mankind. Why did Christ come to this world? He saw that humanity was separated from divinity. Therefore, He laid aside the glory He had in heaven and came to this world to unite in Himself divinity and humanity. With His divinity, He could grasp the throne of the infinite, while with His humanity, He could reach fallen man. It is by our humanity laying hold upon His divinity that we can be saved. We thereby become partakers of the divine nature. Christ loved the little children. We read of how the mothers brought their little children to Him to receive His blessing. These mothers felt that if Christ would but bless them, this would be a great help and a source of strength and courage to the children in future years. But after this company of mothers with their children had traveled over the long and dusty road to find the Savior, they found themselves repulsed by the disciples. The disciples felt that the Savior was busy in teaching important truths to the multitude, and that He would not wish to be disturbed. So they were sending the mothers away. But Jesus overheard the conversation. "Suffer little children," He said, "and forbid them not to come unto Me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Then He laid His hands on the children and gave them His blessing. He wants us to learn the lessons that He taught the disciples. He desires us to carry out the principles of love, for these are the principles of heaven. Jesus would often take the little children in His arms, for He loved them. In this way, He would reach the hearts of the mothers. I always feel a tender pity for children that are brought up by passionate parents. When I was in Europe, I saw one woman with a child about 5 years of age. She seized this child by its hair and shook it violently, then threw it across the room. And this her own child, and she its mother. Let us deal kindly and tenderly with the little ones, remembering that Christ has given His life that they may be saved. An important work. Those who are conducting this home are doing an important work, and I believe that as a result of such efforts, many souls will be saved. The enemy is hard at work to bring souls to ruin, but the Lord Jesus has come to this world to be a Savior. If we will come to Him in faith, our humanity laying hold upon His divinity, He will pardon all our transgressions and will give us strength to live as He would have us. Many do not realize how important is the work of Christ. Jesus had compassion on the multitudes that were about Him, and it was because of this compassion that they sought Him and followed Him so faithfully. He wants His followers here in this place to manifest His spirit of tenderness and kindness and love. If their hearts are filled with this spirit, the world will see the evidences of it and will be impressed that they are doing an unselfish work. Our purpose as Christians should be to help one another, for this was Christ's work, and He is to be our example. Jesus gave His life to save fallen humanity. Those who are laboring here are laborers together with Him in this purpose. Such a work tells for the glory of God. If the mothers will give themselves to Christ, and serve and glorify Him who has done so much to save them. The compassionate Savior will let His mercy and love rest upon them. Let no one become discouraged. We have a worldwide work to do, and we must labor earnestly. Let us think of what Christ has paid for our redemption. Let us think of the joy that will be ours when we meet around the throne of God, and someone will come to us and say, "If you had not helped me, I should not be here." Let us remember the union of divinity and humanity. If we lay hold of Christ as our personal Savior, He will receive us, and we shall be partakers of the divine nature.